You can go back and listen to what I said about Darvin Ham from the day he got hired. First thing I said about Darvin Ham the day he got hired is, who in the hell is Darvin Ham? That sounds like a brand of meat that you buy at the grocery store or something. I thought we had Darvin Ham for Thanksgiving. That's the first thing I said. The second thing I said was, he is trash as shit when he started coaching. He doesn't know what the hell is he doing, and why does he have a lump on his head? Yeah, I was confused. I'm still confused. I still say all those things. Who the hell is Darvin Ham? He's a trash coach. And why does he have a lump on his head? And I ain't figured none of that out. I don't know what the Lakers are doing. I don't know why they brought him back after the summertime. You should have let his ass go home. Let him go. You got, trash, man. And people act like they just noticing how trash he is. Some people knew he was always trash. And other ones act like they just catching on. Like they haven't seen him while standing on the sidelines with his hands in his pockets and shit, not doing nothing when they losing. Not calling a timeout when it should be called. Taking out good players to put in players that I guess he liked more than others. He is an idiot when it comes to coaching. Maybe he got hit in the head and it kind of like jarred his brain or something. That's where that knot come from. But whatever the case is, he's trash, and people are just noticing how trash he is. I wish they'd just go ahead and fire him. I don't know what they're holding on to. Do they not realize LeBron James has been in the NBA for 20 years? This could be his last year. This could be his last months of playing basketball, and you give him, Probably, I don't know, it is that guy in Cleveland that he had. I forgot his name. But I would say that this might be the worst coach he ever had. Might be. It might be, he might have had another worse than him. Maybe, but I doubt it. But I think this is the worst coach that LeBron James has ever had, and he had to get him in like his last year playing basketball. How horrible was that? We got the greatest player of all time, maybe. Some people think he's the greatest player of all time, LeBron James. And you give him the worst coach in the NBA to coach him? How dumb is that? Fire him. He's trash. What are they doing? I don't understand what they holding on to. Maybe Darvin Ham. Maybe he goes in the office and say, you see this lump on my head? If y'all fire me, I'm going to put the same kind of lump on all y'all foreheads. Maybe that's the threat. I don't understand why they would keep him around unless he was like threatening to put lumps on their heads. Or he got some kind of blackmail where he got like naked pictures of him or something. I don't know what's happening. Why the Lakers would keep him when he's doing a horrible job. The players don't like him. The fans don't like him. The referees don't like him. You know what I'm saying? Let him go. Guarantee you, when he does get fired, You won't see him for a very long time. He will go on a long, long, long vacation. Unless he pops up like like as an assistant coach somewhere or something, which he might be good as an assistant coach. He just ain't good at being a head coach. I don't understand what the logic was to hire him in the first place. I just don't understand what he was thinking. Mark Jackson would have been a better coach than him. Way better job than him. They had so many other options than hiring him. I still say this, and people can call me crazy and they can call me whatever, but Rondo, I think Rondo would be a better coach than Darvin Ham. Because Darvin Ham, he doesn't seem to be unintelligent. He doesn't seem to be stupid when it comes to many things, but he seems to be an idiot when it comes to coaching. Just dumb. Either he dumb or he got slow reaction time or something. I don't know what's wrong with him. The Nuggets went on a crazy run the other night. Guess what he do? Nothing. 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 He had Rui Hachimura, is that how you pronounce his name? Guarding the Joker. He got torched the beginning of the game. And instead of putting Anthony Davis on him, guess what he do? Keep Rui on him. And he got torched at the end of the game. And guess what he did? Lost. That's what they did. They lost. The players, they say, and it is true, they be like, the players are the ones out there playing, right? The coach can't control the players. But you can't play if you're not on the court. Why wasn't D'Angelo Russell out there? He's sitting on the bench. They say he's seen to be mad now. He should be mad. Because Darvin Ham is a jackass. Why would you bench one of your best players in the fourth quarter? It's like he's trying to lose. I think they should just go ahead and fire his ass. He's trying to lose. Let him go. So, I don't understand. The Lakers are just wasting LeBron James' time. Not only are they wasting LeBron James' time, they're wasting their own time. And they're just making their players more and more upset. So, get rid of him. Let him go. He apparently doesn't know what he's doing. He's not good at his job. The players don't like him. The fans don't like him. Even the people that are not fans don't like him. Somebody done kicked him in the forehead. He got a big ass knot on his head. He needs to be somewhere with an ice pack on his head to get that damn May knot off. He don't need to be coaching. Maybe that's why he always look like he about to cry when he be in those press conferences. Because he be so stressed out from doing something that he don't know what he's doing that it makes him cry or something. Man, I'm just talking trash. But bottom line is this. He's not meant for that team, right? He's not meant to coach the Lakers. He's doing a horrible job. And it doesn't seem like the locker room likes him. And it really doesn't seem like the fans like him. So the Lakers need to do him a favor and everybody else a favor and just fire his ass. I don't know what he's so scared of. I don't know. I just don't understand why they're so scared to fire him. Other organizations, they fire coaches like it's a bodily function, you know what I'm saying? They fire coaches like they went to go pee or something, you know what I'm saying? It's just a natural process. Just go ahead and let them go. It doesn't hurt anything. Coaches get fired every day, B. You know what I'm saying? Let him go. He's ruining LeBron James last year. He's ruined LeBron James last 2 years. Damn, unicorn head. He looked like he used to have a unicorn and they cut it off, but they couldn't get the lump to go away with antler or whatever that it used to be. Well, either. This is my other theory about it. He got kicked in the head real bad. And now it's like something wrong with his brain. That's why he's such a bad coach. The one part of his brain is like really smart. That's how he got a job. He did well in the interview. They said, damn, he's a genius. But the part that he got kicked in the head, then he got that damn Maynard. That's the part that he used for coaching. That shit don't work. That part of his head is the part with a knot on it. And it's not functioning at all. And somebody told me what he won the in-season tournament. In-season who? In-season tournament? Who in the hell cares about an in-season tournament? They won the in-season tournament. He has shit to do with old damn Darvin Ham. Yeah. Nothing to do with him. And not only did it not have anything to do with Darvin Ham, who cares about an in-season tournament? It doesn't mean anything. It's not a championship. It's not even winning a series in a playoff game. In the playoffs, it's just a silly little thing that the commissioner made up. It means nothing. So, Lakers, please do everybody a favor before it's too late. Before the season is over and it's too late and LeBron James retires, please do everybody a favor and go ahead and fire Darvin Ham and hire somebody else. You know, who took a risk? Well, the Bucks, they jackasses too. I don't know who's stupider right now. The Bucks for hiring Doc Rivers after they had a coach that was winning. Or the Lakers for holding on to Darvin Ham all this time. And you know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with the Lakers. The Lakers are the jackasses. Because Darvin Ham was there last year. And he there now. And he really ain't proved shit. Nothing. At all. Only thing he proved was that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. When they do win, when the Lakers win, it's always because Anthony Davis and LeBron James take over and have excellent games. It never has shit to do with how well the team is coached or prepared, or the great lineups that are, him calling timeouts at the right time, or calling up plays and all that kind of shit. Never has anything to do with that. It always hinges on LeBron James having a good game or Anthony Davis having a good game, period. And then he comes on there and say, well, LeBron James, he had his cape under the seat and he put on the cape and turned into Superman and all this other bullshit. Get out of here. Anthony Davis, he's like Wilt Chamberlain. You know, that's all they can say. That's all he ever says when they win. It's all about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It's never about the... Have you ever seen a press conference with Darmingham where they say, that last play you drew up, what did you think of that? Or that last play was that last play, did you draw that play up for so-and-so? So some of the plays you drew up during, nobody says that shit. Because he doesn't do anything. He's just there on the sidelines with a lump on his forehead with his hands in his pockets. Look here, man. I ain't got a lump on my forehead, but I damn sure can stand on the sidelines with my hands in my pockets and get paid where he get paid. Hire me next. Forget Darvin Ham. I could do a better job than him. And I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what he doing, and I don't know what I'm doing. So we, you know what I'm saying? We'll just see who does the best. And I really think I could do better than him. You know why? Because I would look. I ain't got no coaching experience, and neither did he. But what I would do is, if I was Darvin, I mean, if I was the coach, say if they hired me today, right off the streets, no matter, I don't know who the hell I am, I ain't never coached before, nothing. What I would do is, I would listen to the players. Like, what should we do? And they'd be like, well, we should do this, okay. And guess what? We probably win a championship. But instead, you got Darvin Ham that is not drawing up good plays, is not keeping the locker room together, but he's out there, you know what I'm saying? So, I just don't understand, man. I just don't understand. I'm at a loss for words. I don't even know what I was about to say. I'm at a loss for words. Let me say this in ending. Fire Darvin Ham. That's what I wanted to say. I said all that just to say that. Darvin Ham is trash. He doesn't deserve to be an NBA coach. Let him go.